From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. The guardians of interest rates and stimulus at the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee wrap up a two-day meeting today with a news conference by Fed Chair Janet Yellen. Of special interest is the Fed's take on the future of interest rates in America and prospects for jobs, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Fed's got a lot on its plate. Consumer prices were up strongly last month for everything from food and gasoline to rents and new cars. If that keeps up, the Fed might have to raise short-term interest rates sooner than expected to tamp down prices, which could also tamp down consumer spending and job growth. Financial analyst Greg McBride at Bankrate.com.
You've still got the backdrop of this slow-growth economy with stagnant household income, suddenly inflation starting to pick up. So you're taking away what little, if any, spending power the consumer had.
And Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group says there are lots of wild cards out there, like Iraq and Russia and soaring oil prices.
The geopolitical pot now is really boiling furiously, and it really greatly complicates the decision-making process in the Fed.
Economists do expect a relatively upbeat forecast from the Fed as job creation and business activity have rebounded since the dismal winter months. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.